March 19, The Daily Stoic, Timeless Wisdom. For there are two rules to keep at the ready, that there is nothing good or bad outside my own reasoned choice, and that we shouldn't try to lead events but to follow them. Epictetus, Discourses, 3.10.18. In the mid-20th century, there was an Indian Jesuit priest named Anthony de Mello. Born in Bombay, when it was still under British control, de Mello was an anagram for many different cultures and perspectives, East, West. He even trained as a psychotherapist. It's interesting when one sees timeless wisdom develop across schools, across epochs and ideas. Here is a quote from de Mello's book, The Way to Love, that sounds almost exactly like Epictetus. The cause of my irritation is not in this person, but in me. Remember, each individual has a choice. You're always the one in control. The cause of irritation, or our notion that something is bad, that comes from us, from our labor, our labels, or our expectations, just as easily, we can change those labels. We can change our entitlement and decide to accept and love what's happening around us. And this wisdom has been repeated and independently discovered in every century and every country since time began. A Year with C.S. Lewis. The Essential Vice. There is one vice in which no man in the world is free, which everyone in the world loathes when he sees it in someone else, and of which hardly any people, except Christians, ever imagine that they are guilty themselves. I have heard people admit that they are bad-tempered, or that they cannot keep their heads about girls or drink, or even that they are cowards. I do not think I have ever heard anyone who was not a Christian accuse himself of this vice. And at the same time, I have very seldom met anyone who was not a Christian who showed the slightest mercy to it and others. There is no fault which makes a man more unpopular, and no fault which we are more unconscious of in ourselves. And the more we have it to ourselves, the more we dislike it in others. The vice I'm talking about is pride or self-conceit, and the virtue opposite it in Christian models is called humility. You may remember when I was talking about sexual morality, I warned you that the center of Christian morals did not lie there. Well, now we have come to the center. According to Christian teachers, the essential vice, the utmost evil, is pride. Unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It is through pride that the devil became the devil. Pride leads to every other vice. It is the complete anti-God state of mind from mere Christianity. In 1956, The Last Battle, the final volume of the Chronicles of Narnia, is published by the Bodley Head, London. Jesus calling. He speaks to you from the depths of your being. Hear him saying soothing words of peace, assuring you of his love. Do not listen to voices of accusation, for they are not from him. He speaks to you in love tones, lifting you up. His spirit convicts cleanly, without crushing words of shame. Let the spirit take charge of your mind, combing out tangles of deception. Be transformed by the truth that he lives within you. The light of his presence is shining upon you in benedictions of peace. Let his light shine in you. Don't dim it with worries or fears. Holiness is letting him live through you. Since he dwells in you, you are fully equipped to be holy. Pause before responding to people or situations, giving his spirit space to act through you. Hasty words and actions leave no room for him. This is atheistic living. He wants to inhabit all your moments, gracing your thoughts, words, and behavior. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Do you not know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6:19.